thing, but the right of the diminishing and cuts, you know, and then budget.
Okay, what I stick to is that we need to have a weather-related criteria here, a forecast criteria, not a fee.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to just say, because it could be sunny and warm for 6 weeks after, and we do use the pit tag detections that we get, so.
I understand that our job is to fulfill what the goals are, which if somebody needs that data, we gladly will do that as much as possible. And
you guys work out the details on the temperature, what you think you can, the system will handle. And then we'll write up a temperature, or have you write up a temperature criteria and say if the weather forecast is showing that we'll get down below 25 degrees for 3 days in a row in the next whatever, then we're going to
Prior to November 15th.
I have no problem. I mean, I wanted to, initially, maybe I was somewhat misguided trying to change that. I think we can live with this.
Come up with something that makes sense and then float it out to us.
Criteria, so like if
but there's still an end date.
Oh, there's still an end date. No, I didn't mean that.
This is
a period of time. He had a new end date.
Prior to the end date of November
30th?
Hard date.
What is the hard date?
Yeah.
So the current language should cover it then.
Well, define weather permitting.
Right now, they're planning on containment on the 15th. Bad weather.
See, need
okay, so what I have is that we'll keep the November 30 date weather permitting, and it's the weather permitting that we will better
You'll
define.
Define that,
Perfect.
Okay. 22 degrees for 3 days.
Moving on. JDA 03 is changing the name of the table.
Done.
Happy.
04 is Wills's adding where the counts.
Done. 5, done.
Wait a second.
McNary 5, done.
Wait a second. Damn it.
I like your 8. This is good.
Okay, so McNary 6.
Hey, McNary 1. Okay, assessors, are we watch pluses in the assessors?
Do we need to turn off the light so you guys can see it?
This is your hearing 6.
Number 6.
This is a... this is one...
So it made sense to my pea brain, so now you guys can tell me why it doesn't.
I wonder why it made sense to your minds.
I said pea brain.
Similar kind of thing as Bonneville.
You know, really, playing around with the orifices, the floating orifices, may be a good idea. May. I took this to the hydrologist because I can't answer it.
Okay.
I mean, I spoke to Sean and Lynn, and they say it may work. But you've got a lot of other things to consider, too.
Okay.
You've got to change diffuser valves. You've got to change vine. We were talking about this earlier there at Bonneville. There's a lot of other considerations you've got to put in place.
So, but
we...
Bottom line, I think if you change the word in the proposed language, and,
where are you at?
8 of 12 open floating orifices, if you change it to may be closed and monitored, if you add that in there, I'm okay with it.
Where at?
And take out the word should be closed.
Yeah. Right before the order?
Right. Yeah. If we put may be closed. And monitored.
And monitored.
I'm okay with
that. It has to be monitored.
The concern is that if you just go do that, then, and if we lock it in the fish passage plan and say this is what we're going to do, we don't want to back water. We've actually had it, according to Sean Milligan, where water was backing up in the channel, and it wasn't.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, should be closed and monitored, because maybe closed means like, well, maybe we should close them or not.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a better way of saying, like, we'll close and monitor if hydraulics, I mean, they had some comments, like, if hydraulics are unfavorable.
Yeah.
Why do you say should?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's saying may.
Should be closed and monitored, and hydraulic conditions will be monitored.
And then
something like that, so that we're not
evaluating.
I am fine.
And adjust accordingly.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay. Adjust accordingly. Go to the diffuser valve.
Then you undo it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just want to make sure that that's clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
We're back to
shooting.
Okay.
Yeah, of course we don't want you to be blind and high-key
stuff. Yeah, I mean,
good luck. Yeah, don't
want to
get stuck.
Well, we can't undo it. It looks like shit. Don't worry. What is it?
Hey, since we can do it in this passage.
I just threw 8 out there, by the way. I'm not sure.
I keep wearing it.
Moving on.
This is 7, right?
Seven.
Where's number 8 that you're talking?
Where's 8?
Oh, it's 8.
We just finished 8. Oh, 6.
No, that was 6.
We're on 7. Okay.
We're on 7.
I'm confused. 7, okay.
Okay, we're on McNary 07.
McNary 7. That's yours too. I guess the way I read this, and why I supported it was, it sounded like we were saying August. I understand why we can use August at times, but August was as good a time to do it as November or December. And I guess I was trying to say November, December is the target, is the priority. We can do it in August if we talk about it here. Now, if that's a problem, we need to...
Yeah, I'd like to continue the way it has been. You know, we move the units to the primary units to... a six-week window when maintenance takes close to, up to 10 weeks per unit, or per, or it could last on 6 weeks. We're bumping up into the fish, into the winter maintenance season. Middle of December, we're already gearing up to pull out screens, stuff like that. We cannot afford to have main fish unit go bad and not repair it. At all, if something goes
bad. Time to have maintenance.
You're not getting the idea here. 20 minutes plan is for the place to just fall apart.
if it does, it does. I mean, it chucks. Chucky Dorn was a good
So, I guess, bottom line on this, there's language in here already that says, if possible, maintenance of priority units will be scheduled for non-fish passage period or when there are really low numbers of fish passing the project. Mm-hmm. Well, we got quite a bit of, just being up front here, got a lot of pushback from the projects when they saw this.
Okay.
Because we always talk, and Gary, you've done a good job when we talk about one, if the Corps comes to you or in through this process, or comes to FPOM, and we want to start pushing outside of our windows, the response is oftentimes, no, we can't do that. So if we start shrinking those windows and making them even smaller, it gets really difficult. And that's why when the project saw this, it's like, hey, we're doing the best we can.
Well,
to
in mid-August, you don't need all the units anyway. I mean, no. Down to... And there should be slack units in mid-August because you're spilling 50% or more, depends on what we end up with. And, I know the power house is limited, but it's not that limited.
But, every 6 years.
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm shutting up.
I'm agreeing that, mid-August is going to be a downtime anyway, right, so I don't
care. Yeah.
Okay.
If you've got non-priority units, those are the units you can do the work on.
Uh-huh. And this, I'd like to have the same answer for everyone on Snake River, too.
We're going to talk about each one of them.
But you see, there's also another thing is when we do double testing. And that also came up with this thing, too, on another one.
These are for priority units?
Yeah.
Okay.
And double testing has to be done at certain times of year. A drier period of time.
Right, that one.
And the only time that we can think about doing that is mid-July.
Okay, here's an issue.
To August.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's another issue. But the temperature issues with the channel and availability of units to operate should be thought about, too, here.
Oh,
we talked about it earlier. I mean, we want to make sure that if we need north units in August to offset temperature problems that are developing from southern units, we have them available. This is complex.
Oh, it's definitely complex. And I concur with you, Gary. I mean, you throw that maze of shifting north into the south end, that comes right back. And then at the same time, you have another unit scheduled to come out within the next couple of weeks. You delay that. Hey, you're putting off annual maintenance another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shifting right down the line.
We'll think about what you need in August to run.
Mm-hmm.
Do those in the winter, so we're sure those are ready through mm-hmm. August. So that when you're in August and doing units, they're units that we don't
and
need.
That's the thing. I looked at that schedule. I mean, this year, we looked at that schedule. It's okay. Look, we're going to be north end loaded.
Right.
For McNary, for example.
Right.
Oh, we're going to be south end loaded. Okay, good. No problem. We'll go to this way. We tried to schedule it that way.
And it doesn't work? You can't
Well, it could work.
It could.
And we've got to schedule that.
Okay. Well, that's all
but
I'm
at the
saying.
Same time, we got other units going out for annuals.
Are we agreeing or disagreeing?
Yeah, we're agreeing.
We're
okay.
Agreeing.
we're
same schedule to have my way.
So this is not approved? Where is it?
Everybody agreed not to approve it, but I think Dave was trying to make the point that these were the main
these
units.
These are priority,
tough,
yeah, priority units.
Priority units.
Yeah, and the priority units, there's... Well, when he said that, then, I mean, that's unit one for adults, and then we have the other end, depending on, again, priority units are going to depend on temperature issues, as well as TSW operation, which doesn't happen in August anyway, so that's not a problem. So you really only have one unit that's priority unit one for adult passage that time of year, unless you need adult or cool water temperature issues. So then you have to think through that, and you want to make sure that maybe
for the conditions you have,
14,
what are your priority
13,
units, or what are you going to be
12,
needing
or probably
at that time period?
Done in the winter, so they're available in the summer, unit one.
Right.
So you got three or four units there that you're probably going to want to make sure are available.
And that's why I think we're definitely, there's already language in here that says we're considering adult passage. We're aware of the concerns. It's just my concern is shrinking the available window.
Well, and you do have the word should be minimized. So it's not like saying you have to do this, but it's just like just try to plan for it is what I think this is all trying to do. It's just it should. It's not saying you will be.
The other word is if possible.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I just looked at it as a rewording of the same thing.
Have they been doing a bad job up to this date? I don't think they have. So, like I said, this is a no. This is continue doing what you're doing. Good job.
As it is, yes.
This one is an attaboy.
Yeah. I think the idea was just to make sure that. Was to make sure that the priority units were on their minds.
Because you guys
it was
get
kind of not
retired, so the young
right,
ones
really stated.
And they
aren't
either.
So, where are we with this? Approved? Denied? What are we doing?
I don't know. Do you guys have a. I mean, what's your concern? What language proposed change or just
if,
get all
if,
that language?
If we want to add one sentence that says something like.
Should be minimized?
When possible, priority units. Maintenance priority units.
Maintenance priority units for adult passengers normally conducted in November to December, but can be completed in mid-August.
It can be, yes.
If coordinated.
I'm just reading what Dave has
so
up there.
So it used to just say normally conducted in mid-August or November and December.
Yeah, he's
so
just trying to say
just flip it around.
He's just trying to say use.
Well, I mean, that's. We want to make sure that.
So it doesn't change the meaning.
No, all he's trying to say is prioritize November, December as your unit for priority units.
That's
you
what
can't.
I said when
if you can.
or
no,
should
I like the language he's got in there?
Because they
you
took
do.
It.
Okay, so approved.
It doesn't limit
talk
you guys.
Talk to your boy next to you.
It doesn't limit you guys anymore.
Yeah, but we can't. The point is, okay. One point that I'm not sure folks are getting is that when we're scheduling these, it's going to be really difficult to adjust on the fly based on downstream McNary counts. We can't do that. And so if the language about are expected to pass McNary but downstream counts that we have to cut that. So if we want to just, if the point is, we'll prioritize.
Just put a period after mid August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay for you?
These are planned a year in advance.
Right.
And then impacts to migrating adults should be minimized. But I'm a little worried there that really, that's just one unit that I'm.
So the word butt looks out of place there.
Butts usually do.
Butts out of place.
Impacts to migrating adults should be minimized. Okay, that I'm fine with that.
Okay, then I'm going to add some more.
Ooh.
Just want to make sure that we don't lose track of the temperature issue. That's okay. A key point that we're going to find over and over. I'm hoping it goes away, but until it does.
So you want some language like units used for temperature operation.
Just want you guys to make sure
available
that's
for August.
You keep that in mind.
Right, but you got a lot of them. I mean, that's just load the polymers from the end down. Yeah. So that's not as critical as you're describing unit one.
Unit one.
Yeah. You know, when the winter maintenance time, the rest of them happen.
What if we're doing a turbine rewind? If you question that, unit will be out of service for the year.
For a year or more.
Well, it's going to happen.
Yeah, just add the sentence before what you just added. Just add the words "when possible."
Yeah.
Unit.
Our units are running way too much, so you're going to eventually have to rewind.
Exactly.
It's
that's fine.
I don't know how many we need. You know, maybe we don't. If,
but the 14, point is, yeah. Temperature issues are.
We need to think about these things while we're doing this. That's
I'm
all.
Good with that.
Keep doing okay, good job.
That's all.
Okay.
We're just trying to give them what things to consider. So they don't come and ask us.
Yeah.
McNary 08 is approved. McNary 09. This is the table.
Okay.
And what Tammy didn't put in there that I had in my form was I used the word consider. I'm not going to sleep over it.
I like this one. Let's get into this one.
This is the make the tables look like. Downstream.
Put you guys. If you guys were not busy before, you will be now.
I know. Thank you, Dave.
Well,
my reasoning for this is a continuity to look at projects from downstream all the way upstream and compare information.
Okay.
You just want some consistency, is what you're saying?
Yeah. So.
Well, concept. Well, there you go.
Here's some.
Can you start it out for us?
Well, no. They look just like that.
I'm going to Bonneville first.
Do you not like the table?
I don't. After Dave brought it to my attention, and I started looking closely at it, I came up with several issues.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Clip versus not clip counts.
Put that in the bathroom for a while.
My issue was only continuity for all the projects.
Yeah. Well, I looked at these tables for Bonneville. I thought, what in the world is this? So I don't see the point of having Powerhouse 1, Powerhouse 2. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's just do a 10-year rolling average for all these numbers that are reported, because if we go way back in history, you know, it may be a lot different because of global warming or whatever.
But also just project was operated or whatever.
Yeah. All kinds of things change. So let's just have a roll. Even a 5-year rolling average might make it easier for you guys. I didn't want these guys to have to do a 25-year, you know, go all the way back to 1995.
No.
These
Powerhouse
are rolling.
One.
These are rolling.
Yeah, Powerhouse 2 is the rolling. Is the 10-year?
We have from 95 continuous.
No,
line.
No. If you look at Powerhouse 1, it's the 10 years that we counted. The last 10 years that we counted at Powerhouse 1.
Okay, then dump it.
We can delete that.
Delete okay. It. It's doesn't matter. It would matter if we were looking at absolutes or something, but we're not. We're looking at relative dates. So that doesn't matter whether it's from Powerhouse 1 or Powerhouse 2.
Okay.
Okay, so McNary Table 1, where we have basically for 5 years the date of when 10% of the population has passed compared to 90%. Is there something wrong with the way that that's displayed?
I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong. It just depends if you're looking at the Portland projects, you're given a 10, 50, and 90%, plus you're getting a 10-year average. I just thought the information provided there could be handy if you're trying to evaluate when something should be closed at the project. We talked about this before, about what's the impact for passage if, you know, on fish at this time of year. So my only thought was to standardize it from downstream to upstream. Now, if you guys want to do 5 years exactly like the Walla Walla district does, then let's get agreement on that.
Rolling average, is this a rolling average? I guess it is. We just picked
two. Well, it's not, yeah. I mean,
it's 10 years.
You drop off 2000 and pick up 2010. That's up to you. I don't know the 10 years is even. Rick? Martinson?
Yeah.
You still on there? What do you think on this? Is a 10-year average a good thing or 5-year?
Well, more data is always better as far as I know. I mean...
There you go. Spoken like a man on
TV. It's not difficult to change it, but I don't see why we wouldn't want to use more years.
Well, it gets it's just extraneous data at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, the median, the min, and the max were good. It's nice to be able to go back and look at what year it was. If you have a min in 2001, you can explain it, I guess. But I guess my other thought was you could just take it out and put a web page in.
Well, the question is,
is there a web page that has
really
that?
Use this?
You can make one.
Fish Patch Center does it on their website. So the question is, could we just link to?
Right, that's
just,
what I mean.
But just link it and take the whole thing out.
My main concern was just continuity in the information presented.
And I appreciate that. I really do.
The school marm appreciates it. So.
Now, I look at them also for working on outages,
too. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's why.
Saying that we don't have them. It's just that would we have them? Can you have a web link?
But then you don't have a chief of operations. He's looking at this book. He's not looking at web pages.
He's not going to look at a web page.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
And
someone's using that, right?
Well, then just put them in.
I am using them on my projects.
Just
like I'm using this other table. This is John's table. This is my table.
It takes one page. It's not a big deal for me to update it. I can make it look more like...
Of course he does.
Fisheries.
But the fisheries might.
Well, they have the web page.
Yeah. Obviously, the only reason I would say 10 years in is that you have a more likelihood of getting a year that might match up to the year you're in. 5 years, you may not have a year similar to what you got.
You have a point,
but they don't know what
you're
doing.
But
that's
it depends on what their year they're in.
And you're assuming that year.
But we're getting better fishing in each other year.
If you have a super low flow year and you have.
Then 2001 matters. So 2 years we'll lose it and it won't matter because it's all
right. But he wants it.
Yeah, I know. That's
what right. I'm but 10 years, I favor 10 years just because of that. But if five years is easier,
no, 10's fine. I don't care about that as much as.
Well, I'm saying I prefer the web based slowing. I mean, maybe do the web based.
Oh, that's because that's the only information you have for Bonneville 1.
Put a reference to it so you get more data.
Yeah.
And again, I assume this was being used by people because it's been put in every year.
Well, I think some people do use it, but
sounds good to hear.
It's not bad to have the information. What I'm thinking is the min and max could be there, and then a web page if you want more detail or something like that.
And then link to
it. It's up to you guys. You can make it 20 pages if you want. Stuff.
The real-time FPCS website.
We'll make it look pretty like Bonneville.
Just do the same thing for adults, too.
It wasn't the pretty. It was the information.
Presented. Yeah. Let's see. Okay,
the only thing I see is the way this picture is put up a little bit different.
No, we want to make it easy.
The rolling average for adults.
So we've decided we're going to do 10 years. We're going to make ours look like Bonneville.
Juveniles and adults.
I mean, if people were happy deleting them entirely, I'm not going to
fight.
Why
would you only do one side of it?
Doesn't matter whether the fish are clipped or separated by clipped and unclipped like they are in some of our tables, or you want them lumped together.
It's I have no opinion on this.
It's just a reference.
I don't know who requested it originally.
It's beautiful the way it is.
I love it the way it is.
We'll just
I can read it.
I don't just use it.
The juvenile one he can change.
We're
just going to get you a computer and show you how to use the web.
Show me how to use it.
Daily's going to roll it over into a new format, and then there'll be a blank for you to fill into.
The adult one will
send an email to
the juvenile one. All right, we can move on.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to Ice Harbor 02.
Yeah, that
looks
good.
See you guys.
Ice Harbor 3.
One same verbiage in this one as
it is. Thank you very much. Time to rise and shine, Bill.
Like,
it's
All you.
Okay, I'm here. Ice Harbor 3, is that similar to the change at McNary?
Yeah, yes. So we're going to, the same comments we had at McNary, we'll pull over to Ice Harbor.
Use the same
correction. Okay, let's just roll those over.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. That's what I wanted
two
to
do. 2 and 3 got approved? Is that right?
Over a little bit of argument.
Yes. Okay, 4, RSW.
That's a new one.
Yeah, that's okay, Greg. That's as you're saying. That's the direction for operation at Lower Granite. So we're going to just put that same direction in for Ice Harbor
and also Lower Monumental.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
We need to do that, but then those little TSWs we got at Little Goose and we don't know what the limits are on those things.
Okay.
I don't want to find out.
Lomo one.
I have some comments.
We're on Lomo. Oh, this is.
Which one are you on, Dave?
The Ice Harbor.
4.
So you're using the National Weather Service. Are you talking about the STP? You can use the STP they put out? The Weather Service inflow forecast? I mean, does it need to be specified? Because you guys have the ESP and the STP, different forecasts.
Yeah, I think this was originally put in by. Our water management team.
Division.
That this is what they use, like Steve Hall.
Okay.
So what he's asking is it the STP forecast or the ESP forecast?
Not this.
They don't know what that means.
That's I know what the STP forecast is. I just don't know why.
ESP. That's not in there.
I don't know why Steve Hall. I believe it was Steve Hall who put this language in a couple years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he wrote it to say National Weather Weather Service instead of STP.
Yeah, no,
they put out that National Weather Service is the River Forecast Center, and they put out the STP. So that's what I imagine.
But you guys want to put in parentheses STP and ask if that's acceptable?
Sure.
Well,
if it was a core forecast, you guys have ESPs. And
we just want accurate, quick.
Yeah.
STP
is probably the most standardized thing, so I'm assuming that's what you guys are
doing. I would assume we would use an STP.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And Dave, just a comment, if I heard you correctly, we generally use National Weather Services, and then we run the STP, and so it's a... we use their data, and then we crunch the numbers, and then BPA has another way to crunch numbers, too, so...
So the STP is kind of a combo...
Because they do it better.
We use National Weather Service.
I couldn't hear you well. You're saying STP is the best model to use?
I didn't attempt to make that claim. I just tried to indicate it. I know that folks use National Weather Service data, and then the Corps runs the STP. And so it's a STP is a Corps ownership.
So should we put Corps in there instead of National Weather Service forecast?
Well, it's based on National Weather Service.
That's correct.
It's kind of
does
the nuance.
Does it matter?
What are we after, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
Dave, do I need to beat you with a spoon here in a second?
I guess I don't know what it really matters, because I'm not going to be the one.
That's a big spoon, too. That hurt.
Dave's not going to be the one.
These
control people, water management people.
Oh, I knew you would. The aquarium, these kind of flow rates, fish are going to be least of our concerns.
Okay.
Where are the flood conditions?
That's fine. That's just one question. I'm not sure what the difference in the partial in number 3 and 4 is, because you both have criteria 260 and 300.
Okay, where is that?
So you initiate
EAP numbers for ice have 300.
The only difference is
that means we're still about 270K. Start throwing it. I want to take Jason's boys out of service. Some days operating passing 40K.
Yeah, it looks like the multi criteria for partial and complete stove are based on the
30 degree chills.
So which one do you do?
The full or fast forecast.
So I can't hear you, Dave.
It looks like you look at 3 and 4. Both the partials,
the triggers are the same.
Yeah.
For partial or fully closed.
And what's the difference to a fish if it's partially or fully closed? So once it's gone out of the way, it's no longer doing
its job. Yeah, it's no longer usable.
So why are you guys setting a two position? Is one easier to recover from, partial versus fully?
Maybe it takes 15 minutes less time. I don't know.
Still got MWS.
So that's the question. Like, you got this 260 where you're partially still in it, and then you got 300 where you're completely still. What is from a fish passage standpoint, there's almost no difference between partially and fully stowed. What is the difference for you guys? Why do you have this differential? I mean, on 260.
Well, this was actually what designated flood, what they call that phrase, flood capacity.
Well, you got your probable maximum flood. I mean, in partial, you can't pass as much as you can in fully stowed. But if you're going to be at 260, it's out of the way from fish. Why don't you just fully stow it after 260?
That's should be the point right now. Stow it at 260.
At 260.
Yeah, be done.
Done with it, because
you don't want debris building up on it.
We don't want anything building up on that thing, hitting it. So change that to make it 260.
I would just do 260, because once you're partially stowing it, it's no longer a fish passive structure.
That's right.
So you just do
260. When you say stow, is that partial stow or full stow?
That's full stow. Full stow, so it will not be in the way of debris or any damage. It's protection when it's stowed.
So you're basically eliminating number three and going right to number four.
Indeed.
Now, how do you get it back into place?
Well, you hope to God the pump's still working. If it actually inflates, then it comes back up.
Is there a flow you can't do that at? When flows go below 260, are you expecting them to refill it and put it back in place?
I think at 260, I'm not too worried.
Is that just for ice harbor, or is that...
I would
no. But
I would,
if but I was, we didn't finish the whole loop.
I know. The question is, I would ask the engineers. Go back to talk to engineers. At what level of flow do you guys feel safe that you can actually redeploy the RSW? 200. You're still spilling 150.
RSW. Okay, I can get that.
I don't think they have some concerns about both stowing it and redeploying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so at flows 200, you're not going to want to be out there trying to figure out how to
redeploy.
No, you can't shut the spillway.
At flows 200, I don't
know. You got to get flows under 100, and probably under 100, before you can attempt it, so you can run it through the powerhouse if you have to have an outage.
I don't know, because if you ran your other spillways open...
You need a boat in the forebay to do this.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't talk? No. Shouldn't need a boat.
If you did, you got to be able to shut it off.
So that's what I'm saying. Go
redeploy?
No, you don't. Core, go back, talk to your engineers. Yep. Find out what it takes to redeploy it. If there's a flow constraint, if you have to have a boat, blah, 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 blah. If it's just pressing a button and it comes back up and you can redeploy it, and figure out what flow they feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. Okay. And the point is,
next!
You want that included in the fish pass plan redeployment language.
Sure.
Is it 260 actual inflows of the project, or is it projected? Another thing, because it looks like
it's projected.
It's actual.
No, it's actual. It's when it's
the projection.
When it's exceeding 260 and projected to go over 300.
Okay. So then it's not going to go over 300. So it should say actual inflows at the project.
At 260.
That is right from the engineers, yes.
You hope you have enough time between 260 and 300.
I know.
Does it get jumped over quick?
Well, we got 220 last year.
Isn't there a different figure for each project?
Can we do it right in?
There's always the same.
There are section breaks.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to engineers on this one. I just thought this was get the fish passage plan consistent with itself.
Well, yeah,
and if you want to dig into why the engineers came up with this language, we can do it. Well, we haven't done it yet. We'll bring it back. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to them about redeployment language and bring it back here.
But I think we did this. We did this about 9 years ago. Eight or nine years ago, we already developed this language. It was fine.
For
lower granite, so I don't see any reason.
It's probably granite, just cut and paste it.
And I cut and paste it with the engineers A-OK on it, but...
Well, I guess the question is...
You guys come up with some different questions.
If it needs to be updated, if these are...
updated.
If they're valid issues, then we can consider updating the lower granite.
Right,
well, we might want to update lower granite since right now that one can't be stowed.
Okay. Right. Well, I want to make sure that what I understood Dave's first point to be is that whether it was partial or full, the same triggers are mentioned. The exact same language is used.
Right. So I got it. So we've cut number three.
So why did the engineers do that?
And that's what we're deleting that number three now because it doesn't make sense to me either. I'll visit with we can visit with the engineers on number three and also what the redeployment language is.
Okay.
Because I see the point. Why is the trigger exactly the same for partial stow versus complete stow? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we'll get an answer. But for now, I think we can delete number three.
Yes.
So that we're just... We have trigger for when we're going to stow, and we need some language for redeployment.
Unless they've got some other big reason.
The only difference I can see is the four says upstream river gauge flows are increasing, so three, it could be stable at 260 without increasing.
Projected at 300.
Right, but the key, too, is partial the reason they're offering that up is because it can't fully, or is it then they would, or is it easier to redeploy if it's at partial?
We'll double check
with folks. Definitely. I've got it written down a few places here. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So, Lomo 01 and 02.
And that would be for all the places you have that in?
Yeah, that would be only in Ice Harbor and the Lower Monumental. We're going to have to rewrite of a guy.
Okay.
Lord Granite.
And so you,
Lomo and impending on Granite.
You know you can't.
I've heard that.
Yeah. There's something wrong with the mechanism when you start to.
It's this other problem where it starts going down and then it starts and then it stops and it finally sticks back up.
Yeah, because it's. I don't fully understand some of this, but it's as if the sensor is telling it that it's falling. It's basically going down too fast, so it triggers to go back up.
When we first installed it, it had the same problem. So it sounds like it solved it, and it sounds weird. So it's like a
Yeah, that's the way it is.
So that's where it's at now.
Okay.
And we won't need to find out.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's gonna be changed. Loma 1. That's the fix.
So 1 and 2. Well,
yeah, that's a.
No, this is. Go ahead. We got competing change forms.
We do.
Dueling change forms.
Yeah, and then they are, Tom, and I think what's different.
Where the 4 uniform comes in.
Right, and that's. I think that's the difference in this form, and I think you and I briefly talked about this before, but I guess we can rehash the discussion. But I guess, based on conversations with projects, the idea was bumping 4 further down. The difference between the CritFic change form and the form that I put forth was on unit priority. You can see in the March through November, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then 1. And the difference that's with Tom's is that is basically 4.
2, 3, 5, 4, 6, 1.
The sticky wicket here is
five,
what to
five,
what to do with 4. So that's the difference, and we can.
They're both the same family, same flow. I'm trying to think.
That's the other thing we need to ask, because there's this is 70.
Well, the problem is can do one, and then we're going to try.
This is what
service. We use 3.
Okay.
There's some problem with 3, and we could use 3 because 3 had such a low volume. We weren't able to hit 7. We weren't couldn't pass enough, so it was screen over spill volume.
Yeah.
So we said use a bigger unit, you'll hit your spill better. So 4 or 5 are changeable. It's more of just the project thing.
Four is
better than 5.
That's correct, and that's
for outfall.
Operational for the multitude of objectives. I mean, here it's framed as. For example, the increase in spill. We had this conversation at FPALM last year, and
why do they think 4 is better than 5? I mean, they're both the same thing. They're both the spill thing. Is it? Do they feel a better tailored egress by using 4 instead of 5 first?
Is it
outfall? Is it all that?
It's navigation. It's it was navigation and.
Do you know, Caleb?
Probably the eddy,
we're going to move the outfall, so we're taking care of it.
That's right. It was part of the eddy issue. It was just overall project
that's
operations.
Fine.
It was minimization.
I'm fine with that. And
okay.
Then if you move the outfall, this will become a mute issue anyways.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So with that, then, I guess we would do... So for 001, we could do... Can we reject that? Is that correct, then?
Just say, yeah.
We're approving 002.
We're approving 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
002.
That's fine.
I know. The dust.
You're okay with that, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so in October, that's going to be like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, 04.
That's the same as what we talked about previously.
Yeah.
When do the PSWs have to come out for flood control?
TSWs?
Yeah.
That I asked the question to different people.
They're the way, too.
And they were afraid to give an answer right now.
They probably don't know.
Well, they're coming out of their own.
Come on, out there.
Whoops.
So you want...
It is a concern.
Right.
Your dam safety.
But do you have to shut the spillway to get them out?
You'll have to shut the spillway.
So we need to have a criteria that's way lower than the RSW.
Because it takes a lot more time.
Well, it takes a lot of time. You don't have any four-bay room. You have 300 in. What do you got, an hour? So we need to have a trigger that removes the SMC service for flood control way sooner than...
We're looking at 150.
Right. So
well, but 150 for how long? Because, I mean, like, we hit 200 last year, and we seem to be...
See, that's the guess. That's the guessing game.
Yeah.
But it needs to be addressed. I don't know what the answers are. Yeah. It's different.
And they don't have the answers. They're looking, but I'm saying they were saying. Looking at 150.
No.
We'll check. I have not talked to our water management folks about that language. I cannot imagine that is an issue that hasn't been considered. But it's not in here, and we need to get language in here. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, again, Scott. We got to work. We do have to work on these TSW conditions. Okay.
So basically, this is a no now.
What?
Number five, until we get new language.
The RSW is going to make it look like Ice Harbor?
Yeah, make this one look like Ice Harbor. That number three, and we're going to get back with our people on this RSW issue.
Okay.
So which, okay, I'm sorry, I got confused. This is going in as written or not?
Number five, LOMO 005.
Right.
Will go in with the same changes that we already discussed for Ice Harbor.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
And I will do that. LOMO
6. Number 6 from David
Wills.
B.
I don't know about this.
I know.
7. B. Okay,
so. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Which one was just approved?
Which one?
You just approved the tables.
Okay. Same table approval we did earlier.
Okay.
So you're fine with that one.
Or same, yeah, where the data is located.
Little Goose 03?
We wanted to move Appendix B up real quick.
For the sake of time, some folks have to leave at 1 o'clock, and so
okay. If
folks don't mind, I would like to do the... sorry for changing gears. The 1.7011 Appendix B 001 McNary Transport conversation. Okay. If folks don't mind, it seems like that might be an important discussion. And before folks have to leave at 1, need to go.
What was the name of
which
the
one is
it
now?
It's 11? Appendix B 01.
Oh, 01, not 02.
It's basically trucking.
Can we do both of them?
Yes.
Let's do both.
Start with one.
Let's start with one. Does that work for folks?
Okay. I still haven't found it. Which one are we looking at?
In our notes that we're
okay, so if you go to
appendix
the
page
001. Yeah, let's find
page
a page
45?
Here.
See 26 on the notes.
What is it?
What'd you say?
So on the notes, it's on page 45, change request number 11, appendix B 001, proposed by Crit Fix.
I don't know.
Appendix B transport section.
Okay.
And this is the discussion on
68 degrees.
Holding time in 68 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
Basically, it's saying try to do the same thing we did last year this year.
Right.
The whole trucking. If you're going to have high temperatures and you can't barge for the day, go to trucking in between days. And I just brought that up just like that's what we want to do. I think it makes sense, but I can be persuaded otherwise.
Well, I thought if it made sense last year, it should make sense this year.
That's why I said it. I think if you're persuaded, it won't be easy.
Well, I think we need to take last year.
I can comment on that if
well,
you don't mind.
No, just I don't. I think it's last year we. I don't believe had a full discussion and came to. A robust agreement on that,
that's
but there was a there. We did implement it because of what I would deem as a miscommunication.
Oh.
But and because of that, because we wanted to We wanted to play nice, and so I don't think we can use last year now as all of a sudden the standard. We did last year
That's why this is here, for the discussion.
Right. So the discussion, for me, as I've been looking at this, I don't see how this change form really solves a problem. I know, Tom, just in general, what I've heard you say is that it's kind of a no-brainer. Why would you want fish in warm water and get them to minimize holding time when water's warm? Mm-hmm. So I got that. Mm-hmm. But if we're trying to solve an issue of mortality, I don't see how this really fixes.
You have an issue of mortality.
That's more than an issue.
Well, the problem is, all you're doing when you do this, all you're doing is you're reducing holding time in the raceway mm-hmm. by a maximum, instead of a maximum of 2 days, a maximum of 1 day. Mm-hmm. All right. And my point is that the mortality isn't happening in the raceways anyway. So if we were seeing high mortality in the raceways on that second day, I could say, okay, the problem is we have mortality occurring in the raceways as you hold fish for up to 2 days. That's a problem. We can solve that problem by transporting every day. The issue that I see is that that's not the problem that we're seeing. So I don't see how this solution is really solving a problem when the problem that this would be solving isn't a problem that we currently have with mortality occurring.
So
in
you're saying this is a solution in search of a problem?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
When I look at if you look at two years ago, mm-hmm. There's been two instances that I'm aware of since 1994. Uh-huh. Where we had mortality, and that occurred in
extreme mortality. You've always had mortality. You just had where it goes excessively high.
Right. When we've had those two incidents, one occurred in 1994, mm-hmm. the other occurred in 2009, and those in both those instances, mortality in the raceways was not the problem. The mortality was primarily occurring in the collection channel. What was driving the issue, I'll talk specifically about 2009. When you get in the collection channel, you get areas of warm water and cold water. Mm-hmm. And the variables that have to align perfectly is you have to have some cool water in the river, but you have to have
depth.
Really stagnant, no wind, getting really warm surface water in other places. So the point is, if you have all hot water, you're not really seeing the mortality problems. When you have all cool water, you're not really seeing the mortality problems. But those two instances, 1994 and 2009, occurred when we had some cool water, but we had no wind, really hot, 100 plus degree weather, which was creating in the collection channel some areas of cold water and some areas of warm water. And that temperature differential in the channel of hot and cold, hot and cold,
versus not running,
is what caused the mortality problem. So we had this spike of extreme mortality that happened primarily in the collection channel.
There's a couple of issues. And that's one thing. We know about that. But this is another issue of holding fish at warm temperatures in raceways. I mean, that's not... Everybody understands the question.
Okay, but then I guess I would ask for what's... Why do you think there's mortality in the raceways? What's the...
I'm trying to make sure we don't have mortality.
Yeah, it comes down to more being protective. I mean, if you're... Do you really want to have fish in raceways at warm temperatures when you don't need to? Do you want to, does the Corps want to have all these fish sitting in raceways on the project when you can get them out of there?
I just haven't seen,
at warm temperatures.
And I would say, yeah, let's get them out of there. If they're dying in there, or if we've even seen mortality.
Well, the thing is that you have tagging studies that says we can't tag above 68 degrees. Because as soon as we start tagging above 68 degrees, which is basically a stress on a fish, we start seeing mortality. We can't use those fish in studies. So if you can't do research on fish above 68 degrees, holding them in 2 days above 68 degrees says to me that you're obviously putting these fish in a position where they are not going to be very well at dealing with other issues and that kind of stuff, or stress and that kind of thing. So I'm going, if that's really, if that's something we don't worry about, I'm just saying the risk-averse option is to not put them in a situation. We may not be able to quantify exactly what your improvement is going to be, but it's like, it's a risk-averse strategy. If you guys don't think there's a problem, you're taking the risk.
This is going to be an issue, I think. This one's going to go forward, I think, as an issue. We need to know the costs, you know, the impacts for the Corps. What's the flip side of it? What's the concern? And what's the region thing? Because, you know, it is a regional resource.
Yeah. We have to I understand that.
If the region doesn't want fish held in tanks, you know, an extra day, then we have to understand the cost is.
Temperatures of the race.
Then this goes away when the outfalls in.
The thing is, if the outfalls in, then we don't even.
It's a couple of years, but I mean, until then,
right?
It's a cost to you guys to have to run a truck. We want fish in trucks is another thing. Yeah. So, I think there's more that we're not going to resolve here today.
And that's fine.
We hear you, Tim.
I've looked at some numbers. Let me just share a couple numbers that may not convince you, but at least helps you. I'll try to explain some of my thoughts on this, which is I was curious to see, okay, what's the mortality that's occurring before we're at 68 degrees? What's mortality that we see after, or when we're above 68 degrees? And then when we drop back down below 68 degrees, what's that mortality? So in looking at that, in 2009, before it was 68 degrees, we had 2.3% mortality. And then when we had this spike in mortality, so that was early in around 68 degrees. It was actually just right at that 68 degree point where we had this major spike. But then the second, when we were we were above 68 degrees for 55 days. So if I look the first 28 days compared to the last 28 days of that, mortality for if you lump everything in the first half of that, it was 6.3%. Most of that happened in the first 3 days during that spike. But the second half, so when we were above 68 degrees for the second half, the 28 days in the second half, mortality was 1.1%. So we start, mortality before was 2.3. Then when we were above 68 degrees for the last 28 days, we were at 1.1%.
So we should have these fish at hotter temperatures all year?
Well, what are the densities too? I mean, there's density-dependent issues here.
So my point is, if I saw data that said we're having large mortality problems when we're holding fish,
your problem is, don't forget the 28 days. All of us in 20 days, you went to trucking at some point, and that where you weren't holding these fish for 2 days. Right.
You look at 2008. Before we were at 68 degrees, we had mortality was 1.9%. That was before we hit 68 degrees. The first half, and we were above 68 degrees for 27 days. So for about 13 days, that first 13 days, mortality was 1.3%. This is in 2008. The second, 13 days or 14 days was 1.2% mortality. So before 68 degrees, we had average 1.9%. Then above, we had 1.3% mortality.
It has to be a latent mortality issue.
I'm not seeing mortality occurring in the raceways.
I mean, it has to get pretty bad for these fish to go belly up right then and there. I'm just saying the risk-averse situation from the research, when you look at tagging, research, long-term holding at these temperatures, that's where you start seeing problems. if you guys are saying, you know, we just don't think it's a big problem, that kind of stuff, I'm going, fine. You guys are taking the risk. You're not doing what we think is probably the best for the resource. We're changing the outfall. At that point, we won't have to transport. So this is a situation we have to put up with 2 years, basically, is how I'm looking at it. About 2 more years, and then we won't have to worry about transport this project, and then we get away with it. I just say, it's like, I think you take those 2 years, and I'm saying, give us back the cost and let the region decide, like, is this how you want to prioritize 2 years of money in that, or do you think it's not worth the 2 years of money spent?
It's cost issue. What is the cost?
You know, if we ran it for, basically, if we had a truck going
every other day
for 2 months, which is what it was in 2009, there was about 55 days where we were over 68. So about 2 months, it's about $30,000. So I don't want to oversell this as a huge cost. I'm looking at trying to solve problems, and I'll take this back and have other conversations. We can bring it back here with more folks having some input on this. But what I've been looking at is, okay, let's solve problems, and I'm struggling to see how this solution solves
the collection channel problem.
Yeah, the collection channel problem.
Well, it wasn't designed to solve the collection channel problem.
Those are two different things. That one, I would let's divorce the collection channel issue, because that's another issue we're going to talk about, but this is just a whole thing. This is just, whether you want them in the river quicker or not, that's what it comes down to.
I want to make the point that when they're in the raceway, the water is really mixed because it's coming through the dewater. It's real mixed. There's no extreme temperatures. Okay. Where you leave in the river, you're going to have hot and cold zones.
The temperatures you were referring to, I assumed those were raceway temperatures.
Had enough fun, Bob?
Those are facility temperatures.
Right away. Yeah, that is the temperature that goes into the raceway.
Okay. Not somewhere in the collection channel.
Yeah, the collection channel could be higher than that.
Right. That's why I was just wondering.
You got it.
These are facility temperatures we're talking about.
Okay. So, I think we can... I guess this is one that we're
sounds
not
like
going
to
resolve.
Send it up to the RIAG.
Well...
Yeah, that'll be something.
Okay, this is going to be an exact decision. It comes down to dollars versus.
So you believe that the it's a no-brainer to you that it makes more sense to transport via truck rather than a barge. Via barge every other day, you think it makes more sense to alternate barge and
like
truck.
I don't like fish in tanks. I'm on record for many years saying we shouldn't have. Even from the small monitoring program, I don't like the fact that we hold fish in those tanks for. We got to be out there counting every hour. Just let them go. Keep them on the tanks. So don't ask me. I'm not the right person to ask. To hold those fish in those tanks for an extra day at 68 degrees, I think that's a bad idea.
Should I ask Bill?
Yeah, ask Bill.
Bill doesn't care.
If I hear you right, you're saying barge truck kind
of
situation.
Well, I'm just saying keep them moving. You know, I mean, I wish we could just get the outfall fixed and not have to worry about this. Trucking isn't the best,
best option. Situation. I'm not pleased with
I don't know that these subunits really want to be down the estuary in the first place. So I'm not really...
But collection and release has not proven to be the best.
Truck them out to the middle of the river and let them go. Release sites.
No.
Save some diesel. Put a barge up there. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think that the idea... I don't think trucking would be able.
It's a board our next meeting.
Yeah, well,
yeah. It just kind of comes down to economic versus risk issue.
Okay.
It's just holding fish in.
But even outside of the economic discussion, you believe if it was free, you would say barge truck, as opposed to barging those same fish every other day.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying from the fish perspective, it's better to keep moving, as Gary is saying. you guys are going to have to decide if that's something you can accommodate or not, and give us the reason why. Yes or no?
We can put them all back in the river.
No.
I mean, we can. Okay, we'll move on to the second
short haul barge. We got the point.
So it sounds like no resolution on the first one. Is it okay if we move on to the second one?
We understand.
Sure. Yeah.
That or not? Are you guys getting fruitful discussion out of this?
We're not going to resolve it.
Okay. We're not going to resolve it.
Oh, we got it. We understand what's best for fish.
Tim's just
we're going to have to.
We have. I'd like
we're
to keep.
Have to take
I'd like,
okay,
to,
baby.
I'd like to keep this going as much as possible. We've got an hour, and a lot of people, a lot of folks are leaving.
No.
Okay. So back on to then 11, Appendix B 002.
He's already getting split into the armpits. I'm worried.
Ooh,
see, he's getting hot. Yeah, no, he's just sweating in the armpit. Watch out. Work up, Devin.
Okay, Appendix B number 2. Let's get moving.
So what we'll do is we'll finish up Appendix B, and then we'll go back to the normal schedule as planned.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Okay, Appendix B, 2. So, what's this one?
Dave or I could speak up. This is one that was discussed at FPAC recently, and the idea behind this was to clarify the language to conform with what we've been doing and make it clear.
It's a staggered start for transportation.
But does that belong in the Fish Passage Plan, or is that a FOP?
Well, it was already in there.
Okay.
So what we were doing was clarifying
it
from our opinion.
But I guess to me, just the knee-jerk reaction on this is, are we overly prescriptive in the Fish Passage Plan when we talk about the FOP, those issues that are...
FOP doesn't cover this.
It won't cover it?
The TMT issue is a staggered start.
Yeah, and that's all we said is like you start at Granite and then you go to TMT where they will inform the decision, try to figure out, say this is what we recommend, how many days the decision will be made at TMT.
So, you know, we talked about this year before last, and we talked about 6% when you have 100 fish versus 10,000 in. If you have a.
This is staggered start.
We're this is staggered, staggered start.
Okay.
Wrong
one.
That's the next one.
This is a big
one. Sorry about that.
Sure. So basically what it said before was you're going to have a staggered start,
right.
But it wasn't clear how that meant it. And so this was just trying to say, between April 21 and May 1, we know we're going to start transport. We want it to start at Granite, somewhere at that date as determined by TMT. And then the other projects will do a staggered start based on that.
Did we start at Granite, or did we start at
No, we started at Granite.
Slow-mo ones first.
No, it was Granite.
So always Granite. That was your week.
Granite, and then you stack your way down. Because you get those fish that pass Granite.
I think we start at Granite.
If you pass my Granite, why
go to Granite, get those fish, and then stagger it, then re-pick them up, the ones you miss, then you stagger that and pick up the ones you miss.
Right, I think someone would do that. I don't think it's always Lower Granite that started first in all of our years.
No, no, it has. With this methodology of stagger, it's always been Granite, but there have been years where we start out like a Lower.
Yep.
Okay.
Gary, I have a question.
So what you're saying is keep it open as an option?
Right. I leave it up to TMT to decide when you need to do it, because then we can look at what the fish numbers are and where they are. Who, what has been released or what's wrong. Don't nail it down here.
Okay, so what the old language says...
A participant has joined the conference.
Oh, what poor bastard did that.
Hi, Bern.
Yeah,
it's me.
Yeah, Bern.
That'd be Fat Bastard.
Yeah, Fat Bastard, nice.
See, the old language said start date April 21 to May 1 at, you know, you're going to pick a date somewhere in that range, and transport was going to start at Lower Granite, Little Goose, and Lower Monumental. So it sounded, as we read it, they're all starting right there at that same time. So we were trying to put in staggered.
Right. There's a staggered. Say, you know, don't exactly nail down what it is, but consider a staggered start. That's all you want to say.
Staggered start will be discussed at TMT.
Exactly.
Or determined by TMT.
Yep.
Okay.
So where are we at, guys? Do I need to bring pizzas?
Beer.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Vodka.
Okay. Vodka, beer, and pizza.
So
something serious.
Just simplify the staggered language.
Okay, staggered.
So on this language of the staggered time, the BIOP says that we have to have the capability of transporting after April 8th. Early April. Do we, if we sometime in the future we decide that we need to have early transport in an emergency or whatever it happens to be,
this doesn't,
is still
this
permissible or is this just
normal?
This
just says for years when you're transport, when you're, because it still has a language that if you're below 65K, then you go to max transport.
So right, it won't preclude us if we need to do it early or whatever.
It gives you the out, too, for people that are doing research, because like Doug Marsh has always has been continuing to do like a couple barge fish prior to the start of transport anyway. So.
Yeah, so that second part of it, prior to the start of transportation at a given collector project, our collected fish will be bypassed unless needed for regionally approved study.
So I actually don't have a problem with the language with a couple minor changes. Changes being
ignored.
So in these years, so when it starts in these years, in these years, transport will just add the word likely, will likely begin at these in a staggered fashion, with start dates being determined in coordination with TMT. That's what we do now, and it's just documenting what we do.
Well, okay, I thought that's what we were saying, but
he wants coordination instead of determined.
I think it's those start dates are coordinated with TMT.
Okay.
And I think if we put date, if we just add the word likely, that just says there could be coordination with TMT where we go a different direction. And okay. And then the other thing I'd change is just the first after the lower granite, at lower granite, as
coordinated with TMT.
As coordinated with TMT.
Okay. The other thing too, there's a date on there, 2010. You might want to take that out. The very first sentence.
Well, and I think you know that's it. That's
it. We can just say consistent with the FAR.
Right. And I think that's a global lesson is to omit repetitive dates.
So let's just say just consistent with FAR.
Make dates send us more application.
Right.
So there was some more changes farther down in section D.
Yeah.
D. Emergency notification present quickly. That's what come, and I changed what last year, the first sentence. Order of daily collection exceeds.
The trigger is exactly the same. All we're saying is provide notice of this mortality. You know, if you're looking at rates increasing and you're going, whoa, this looks bad, send that word out before you even hit 10,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine.
It could be overnight.
It
can be overnight.
I mean,
but yeah,
the way it's said before was,
it's not a bad idea, but you know what I'm saying, it can be pretty high. The first day, you know, 4,000, 5,000. Could be 8,000 fish.
So I have no, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, well, I guess I'm missing something there.
The next day it could be nothing.
No, what I was getting at was the false alarms things. You know, you have 10 fish, 3 of them died. Oh my goodness, we have a 30% mortality.
Well, obviously you've got to use some judgment there. You need a decent sample.
And so we were going to have some sort of trigger that discussed this a few years ago.
That was the silverfish children.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about we're transporting.
Okay.
All right, so how about the next one? To provide adequate fish protection measures.
It's basically just saying, let's talk about it.
I don't have a problem with it.
The only thing
I would add is just adding will be may arrange a conference call if needed with TMT or FPALM, I'd add.
Okay.
The last, what did you do?
These are pretty limp-wristed. I mean, they're.
They were intended to be just.
Work?
Clear.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and then there's a bigger paragraph change in number 4B, which continues on that page.
Yeah, no one fish growth expected.
I have a comment there. I'd like to see that changed. I wasn't there, but I did talk to Paul before I came down here.
Okay,
I don't have the
or fish condition in the last line of that, because that takes a density-dependent criteria. You get an 80% density-dependent criteria, and all of a sudden it's a subjective condition. So you're, which could be, anybody could come up, I mean, right?
It's pre-approved language is why the fish condition, because I made the same comment, so fish condition is
important. No, I take it out of there.
Thank you.
Please. Or fish condition. How do you know, what does that mean?
I know.
They smile now, and they were frowning before.
Yeah.
The scaling went from one to another. You no longer see sepalinkia, frontulosis, columbaris, blah, 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 whatever, you know, EKD.
They don't see rebellies.
Lesions.
Any other issues with the language?
That's my only concern.
Dave and RSW, we're not overfilling the race.
So, Scott?
Yeah.
Are you tracking this one?
I'm not doing that anymore, like we had in the past. The last time was 2005, we had a dump there.
And we were spilling.
So
and we were spilling.
The intent of this is, instead of, if we exceed facility and barge capacity, right now, we bypass back to the river. The point of this is you don't want that to happen anymore. You want increased spill to be triggered.
We use the word bang.
Bang?
It goes to dent under consideration.
That's a pretty rare dent, actually, anymore.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah. So
it would be done on a recommendation from FPOM to TMT to have it occur.
So by that time it occurred, then it's never happened.
It's okay. Well, that takes the teeth out of that.
I know.
So, we said we listed, so.
I know.
It's lip listed or whatever.
So go ahead. You wanted to.
Well, I don't know. I feel like this one, I'll need to run more to ground. I don't feel like I've had enough time to talk to the folks I need to talk to on this one. So, I don't feel comfortable approving this one at this point.
This part of it?
Yeah, just this part of it.
Okay. Yeah, this came in
just
the other day. So, yesterday.
I don't know.
Do we need to talk?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a big one.
Okay.
And then there was a one more liner down in G.
3 days, rolling 5 day period.
No, so it's being proactive and
trying to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. I don't know. You can ask.
There's the end there, too.
And that's it.
Previous.
There's the tracker. You've got one, and then it goes to number six.
Well, that one is part of the section previous in 4B. That one part where, and there's one word added there, and.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. Yeah. I think the hope is that we get a model that can do a better job of predicting. But the whole point that I'm reading in this is that if you see a train wreck coming, you want to avoid it before it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm on board with that.
I think this is going to go away, I hope, quickly.
Yeah.
Soon with the outfall.
No, not with the outfall, because I won't help this issue. This issue needs to go away with the development
of the model
that the project can use to avoid these conditions setting up.
Well, and that could just clarify what it's meant to, or these are likely to be met. We could, if once that model's in place and usable, likely to be met as predicted by our new fancy model.
Yeah, the new fancy model.
Whatever it is.
Which will also give you the solutions that we've never had. So it's very important.
Right.
Okay. So
back to the future?
Back to previously.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch. If you just go back to the now, Burn on the phone. For those folks on the phone, we're reverting back to the normal agenda, and we're going to pick back up at 1.54 11 LGS 001. Is that correct?
LGS 001.
This six of them.
LGS-001, right here.
So, is that
I thought we had already done...
Oh, navigation one.
So is that right?
Yeah, this is where navigation. We stopped.
But that one was already approved, wasn't it?
It was... The operation was approved, but Doug wanted to make sure that everyone understood it would go from Appendix A to the main body of the text. We discussed it at FPOM in August.
That wasn't included in the...
I have that in my package.
No, because... It is approved. And
I thought too.
I should have caught it in the agenda. It was omitted. I should have caught that.
That's okay.
So we're here to talk about it.
Yep.
It was previously approved, but the part that we're wanting folks to be aware of is that the location of where this approved language would go would be out of the appendix
into the narrative.
Main, into the narrative.
What does it have to do with again? I don't have any information on it.
It's the navigation discussion. It was the change in spill to accommodate the barges.
And Bill, this is Doug. If
in the late season, right?
Yeah.
And this is if you, it is on the website. Are you available at your computer to pull?
No.
I'm sorry.
Is this the one that changes the reduction? From 1 hour to...
So it is what we talked about, the late season, the navigators, ship operators will notify the dam operators as they come up and approach, and dam operators will turn off the RSW. That stuff?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, we approved that. And Doug, now you want to move it from an appendix into... the sections for each dam.
That's correct. In this situation, I did not feel that it was clear in its location. I think a lot of times people go to the narrative sections, and it's easier to find. It's more logical. I thought this created confusion this year because I had some feedback that folks didn't know where to go. So I attempted to grab it from Appendix A, put it in the narrative section.
Okay. Yep. We approved that.
And that's the same for LOMO 003, which you guys did not have in your packet because that, again, had been discussed and approved. But
yeah, and I remember reading one of these, and I guess maybe I didn't comment it on the things I turned into you. I mean, I don't have a problem where you put it. In the main text, it's fine because you can find it there.
Okay, I wanted to clarify that.
He was still...
Well, my comment is... And I forget for which project, I think it was Goose, that there's sort of a radio dead zone.
Right.
And my comment is, if we're impacting fish protection measures because we can't talk to each other, then we need to fix that problem rather than wait until the last minute when this guy shows up unannounced and all of a sudden he doesn't want to wait to have the change made and he zips in there and causes a problem. Mm-hmm. That's the way I was reading the thing. Well, but if he damages something, that's a problem for fish passage potentially. So my thought is, you know, if this is a problem with communication, put a repeater up there. Get something up there. Fix it.
Just make him use his cell phone.
I don't know.
Well, that's... But the cell phone, the cell phone is problematic, too. I mean, it's...
Give him a satellite phone.
Give him a cell phone.
But if he doesn't want to wait for safe conditions and causes a problem, we all pay the price.
Sure do. I also want to clarify that the when the fish barge was damaged, it was being taken from the storage area past the navigation lock to the fish facility. It wasn't actually coming out of the lock at the time. So it was coming from a protected area into a flow area, so that's what they ran into.
Yeah. Well, my point was only about as the barges are coming up river, the way I was reading it is, well, sometimes they don't want to wait, and they'll just come right in.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to wait a half hour. Well, then if they break something...
That's their responsibility. Right?
It's their responsibility, but my concern was if it could be something happens, like a big fuel leak, that's going to impact fish passage.
Yeah.
We want to avoid that.
Plus they'll come screaming at us. And
yeah. So if a radio repeater or whatever is going to help that, that needs to be looked into. My point being, we can't forsake fish passage conditions as requested by us for this other thing. Yeah, I don't know what it's...
But I'm hearing you say further explore communication.
So that they can communicate at the proper time with the project, so the conditions will be set up when they're there, and you don't have some eager beaver barge driver not wanting to wait, just go right in and potentially causing a problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah.
It's the other issue
it's,
that we
it's
need
the
to
reality.
Bring.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for dealing with us as we correct that. That was my oversight. So
no,
we have Little Goose. Little Goose 03, 30% to a constant spill rate. Doug.
Which one were we on?
003.
So again, this was another operation that we incurred last year and has been problematic what to do at Goose, and it's the issue of switching on and off, and then you run out of water, and what do you do? So we get into this panic mode every year. Rather than getting into this panic mode again in 2011, the idea here was to replicate what we did last year. And rather than do it in an emergency fashion where everybody panics, getting it in the Fish Passage Plan as a known operation.
Is this going to be impacted at all by the trip that we're having in the month?
I don't think so.
We've talked about it. At this time, it doesn't seem like it's going to have significant impacts. But
all this is what we've done, like what Doug just said. We've always had language in the Fish Passage Plan that says 30%.
Yeah. Oh,
and then we go and fix this problem every year and have to remind ourselves what we did the previous year and then repeat that. That's happened now for 2 or 3 years. The point now is just to get that language that we know we're going to do into the Fish Passage Plan.
We tried it last year and it didn't quite work out as far as what we were trying. The language. I mean, Russ had some concerns. And
right, well, and that's there was some confusion on that because the language that Russ and I and others worked on was never, in my mind, it was never intended to fix this problem.
Okay.
Those were two separate things, and I think what happened was there were two separate problems. One, adult fish being delayed at Little Goose, and the second was this issue about not wanting to bounce the system up and down. There were two different issues. We were making an attempt to solve the first one, which didn't necessarily happen. We're going to Urtic a couple weeks from now to solve. But I think folks thought that by solving that first one, it was somehow solving the second one. And it should have never been construed that way.
Okay.
It was never that way in my mind. And I think, you know, there was just some confusion on that issue. But this issue remains. We can't bounce the. Well, so this is just documenting what we've done for the last 3 years.
Yeah, Bill or Tom may have some information I'm not up with, but I communicated I supported it. So,
one question on the criteria when to go to the consistent spill pattern or consistent spill. The op had 32 on page 27. The proposed changes talk about less than 33, and then the second paragraph has less than 38. So
that's my question, too. I had trouble figuring out this.
I'm sorry, could you repeat
32
that?
32 or 38?
The first paragraph, it says 33K.
Look at the spill.
The first paragraph, proposed change.
33 or less, one has 32 and less 38.
Look at pick the spill number. Table.
38.
Look at your spill table. If I remember right, percent spill. 38 is our key there. 38. When the river Q is around 38,
right,
our percent spill drops from 30 down to 27. 35, it bounces back up to 30%. 33, it goes to 31.
Doug, do you have a number?
That's from about 38K down, it changes.
38. Okay. Sorry for the confusion.
wind are brought by then, you're already balancing.
Yeah. Oh, so what he's asking is, it's different numbers in various documents.
But the idea here, this language, so the first sentence, proposed change 2.1.4, that first sentence in there that's causing the confusion, I believe, was to develop, I'm dusting off my brain here, this is back in October.
That's just determining the trigger, Doug, right? That 33 KCFS.
For three consecutive days. The intent there was that was a more robust trigger as opposed to hourlies, because that's the problem with this operation is if you chase the problem with hourlies, you'll go crazy. And so this is the reason 33 is different than 38 is that's a more robust trigger.
But when that's the trigger, and then wind flows hit 38, if you've met the trigger and flows hit 38, then they're reduced to 27%.
Yeah.
27%.
It depends. At 38, we're spilling 28. We're going to spill bay high.
I guess I'm not tracking. I apologize.
I'd like to explain then what are we I was attempting to respond to there are different numbers in this section, and the reason there's different numbers is because you have to track this on two fronts. One is an hourly front and the other one is a day average front. And so if you focus on hourlies, you can be chasing the problem because of change in inflows. And so rather than chasing hourlies, it's easier to develop the trigger that was developed here was day average inflows at Goose were 33 KCFS or less for three consecutive days. That was an attempt to not chase hourlies.
Okay.
Am I being clear on that one?
Yep. So Doug, you want that first 33 there to stay 33.
To stay, because that is an attempt to dilute any overly prescriptive actions that could have just based on hourly deltas that are not reflective of day averages.
All right. Bring out a unit, you're going to bring it up 10K. So if you're hanging out at 26, you're going to go to 36. Or at 35, you're going to 45. I mean, that's the problem. And then the pool starts bouncing along.
So, Doug, as written, you feel comfortable with it?
As written, I feel comfortable. And I think Bill and folks where it might add value, the reason I added all those tables was rather than have this confusing, just to have the data in front of you. And you can see in attachment to Little Goose Dam hourly flow data from 18 to 31 August 2010, the challenge of this operation, because if you look at your total flow column, look at the delta. I mean, there are significant swings, and so that was the attempt to take the 33 and make a so.
Okay.
So you're going to go. You hit the target, and then you start on these constant rates, these three different constant rates.
That's correct.
7.2, 9.3, or 7.5. Then those are going to depend which one of those three you're operating on depends on which one is closest.
That's correct.
To being 30%.
That's correct.
Current flow rate, right?
And you can, and that's correct. And if you flip to page 30, 31, and 32, and you look at your spill columns that I highlighted there, to me that really teases out the challenge of this operation, because look at the hourlies. I mean, it's hard to hit 30, and so what you do is you try to hit it on your day average, because it's, look at, I mean, the numbers.
Very hard, yeah, I can see that.
So.
Okay, I understood the table.
Okay.
I had missed this point that Dave was pointing out, and then it got me confused. So the 33 consecutive days, 33 at three consecutive days, is your trigger.
Yes.
So what is the 38 in the next paragraph?
Let's look at the 38 in the next paragraph. The approximate 25 or 35. So with this... So now moving on to the second paragraph, it looks the second to the last sentence, which reads, either be approximately 25 or 30 KCFS to meet 30% spill. To me, that the intent of that statement there was to look at an hourly approach and say hourly between these two bookends, it's hard.
Well, you can't. We're trying to stay within a band because one KCFS is a 3% change in discharge.
Right.
We can't set the spillway that fine. So when you get to 38, that's when you start seeing the numbers fall apart, is being able to make a 30% spill. And so that's the instantaneous. When we're getting nitpicked by hours, you're not right on 30.
Okay.
That's why we use the 38 is to say after this point we can't make it.
Okay.
We do good from 157 to 30. Yeah, 38.
Right. You can do it, Torres. Then it goes down.
So him is 33 is still the criteria?
33 for 3 days is when you switch onto it. Yeah. But we hang out sometimes in flows of 35 for endless periods of time. You're bringing a unit on, you're bringing a unit off, you're bringing a unit on. So after you get to 38, it starts to bounce bad. By the time you're at 33 for three consecutive days, yeah, you're well into it. But it's trying to balance between not being...
So, okay.
Prescriptive. 30 is, like I said, when you're going to start seeing a problem.
Indeed.
Okay. See, I hadn't read this before closely. I guess reading it now, it seems it would make more sense to talk about it if you did the first paragraph first and then the second.
So,
but the point is, you're going to switch when it's 33.
3 days in a row.
For 3 days in a row, because if we do that before, right, then...
above and below, can you turn the unit on and off? That's taking your day, your hour averages above and below.
Well, I had agreed to it previously. I don't change. So.
Okay.
I just got confused with this discussion. So.
I think it's a cave trigger.
I would ask the Corps to make an effort to contact Russ Kiefer, because this has always been a big issue for him, this whole operation. So just touch base with Russ, please. I thought he was going to be on the phone today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. And I think
Dave, I think this is what I think Russ would support this. If my memory serves me right, I think this is kind of in the ballpark of what he wanted.
I think it's just checking.
We can check with him because we think. This, from our perspective, this is just getting down and writing what we've done for the last 3 years, which, right, Russ supported.
That's so, what I thought.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what I think is really important here, Tim, is that the ASWs stay open the whole time, right?
We haven't read the new podcast.
And that was, yeah, that's what I was.
And now I need to go back in my mind to what our criteria was for when that Weir comes out of service.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to close it at some point. But wasn't that below this rate?
We
down?
Coordinated this year as right there. Yeah. There's a change for it. 78. No, but the change was here by the TMT later on the year again.
So, are we done with this change
form?
Yeah,
I think.
I need to pull up our other change form. That's getting back to the one that we worked on to start last.
That's correct.
Yeah, let's not go back there.
But I'm just wondering too if we could look at just doing a time check. We got a half an hour left. Of,
yeah, forget
time.
It.
So if we could keep moving along, I'd appreciate it.
So LDS 05 is just changing the table.
That's where I want to check and see if the language is in there.
Bill,
that's okay.
Bill, 32. Last year, our trigger was 32K.
Okay.
For removing that
rear. I don't. We don't need to get into that.
Okay.
All right. So Little Goose 06 is the double testing, which is slightly different. It looks like than the canary one. It has the
double testing can be done during the months of July.
I think I had this in
August. Was there the same thing the other one? It should have been.
So you want the first part to look like McNary, right?
Mm-hmm. What's this thing doing?
I want to get it done long before the steel nets show off in September. There's no double testing done September, October, period.
It's because you have to take the whole powerhouse off.
That's right.
To do it, because we're on the second line.
I don't know.
We're on LGS 06.
Do you know if they take... I don't think they take the powerhouse offline for good anymore. They take it off for a period of time, and they isolate the units, and then bring it back on.
Yeah, so they bring it back in.
Is it 4 hours now? Complete powerhouse off. Four days.
Is the language added for double testing okay or not?
Double testing of packs for the units.
Just so you know, this language is also in the low. It was in LOMO 04, too.
What was that?
So whatever gets decided on this one, there's the same language as in LOMO 04.
It's the same crew that does it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same person that does it. The one person that does it.
All I want to know is if those two sentences are okay or not.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
We're doing the double testing
in
July, August, and sleeping with planets.
All it says is adult passage should be considered and impact should be minimized.
And again, this is scheduled a year in advance, too.
Then that's fine. We know at some point you have to do the double test on the priority unit.
Yeah.
They got to be done. You have to check your transformer. They don't blow up and be gone for 3 years.
Right.
So we understand that at some point it has to be done. July, August is the period we've identified. All you're saying is it turns out this is the year for those priority units.
Indeed. Now, Ice Harbor, we've got three lanes into it. You don't put out all the plans.
Right, but it does... But
are these two sentences a problem? That's all I need to know.
No. Not a problem.
Okay.
Are you fine with it?
And what Dave had said was that sentence...
Yes, I got that.
Yes.
Moving on to Little Goose 07.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything.
Okay.
We will give you more updates in FPOM as to what the outages are, actually. And then anything else we can pile on top, we'll do that.
And forgive me, but I'd like to make a quick back trip, back return.
This is painful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You want to make this a full day? You can be better by one.
Are both of these paragraphs under proposed change going into the... Because this is a brand new item.
Which one are you talking about? What page?
Goose 003, 24, 23, whatever page that's on. It's the spill. The constant spill rate.
As it's written, those two paragraphs should both go in.
Correct.
Is that second paragraph needed? That's more like a reason for the change. What you want to do is in the first paragraph, isn't it?
That's correct. It's because this has been such a challenging issue, it was an attempt to clarify. If it's not clarifying, then...
Well, I'm just asking, is it needed for the fish passage plan, or...
I like it. I like it because this issue comes up, and
next year.
Okay.
At least it allows us to have something to throw darts at.
Okay.
Okay, so LGS 07. Just some...
They're just like rewriting the first paragraph because we're getting rid of a couple of entrances.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's fine. You know, it's a no-brainer.
All right, 08, we're moving from 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
We're just putting that because there has been some instances where it could take up to 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you, Bill.
Where was that one? I was waiting for that change.
Did you actually get some ideas on how to look at their data?
09.
Same old.
Approved. Tables are approved. Okay.
I only sent in one change form.
Two.
One for this change.
I know. I had to do it for each one.
Four bay debris removal.
Lower Granite 02. Okay, this one's so fun to discuss at FPOM.
What I said to Tim about this one is that I'm okay with removing the approval language, But I still want to be notified 2 days in advance of a planned debris operation. I don't have to prove it. I want to know it's going to happen 2 days before it happens so I can comment on it if I need to.
So you're okay with the language we have in here?
He wants to do that picture.
Well, I think he wants to say...
I want
he wants to be notified.
Contact, yeah. She'll inform 2 days in advance the fishery agency.
Inform the agencies or at least NOAA 2 days in advance.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
And remove the approval.
It happens on Friday.
You can still...
We should schedule weekends.
What's that?
People out there. I
guess the concern I have, Bill, the verbiage we came up in here, normally the project shall contact 2 working days prior. And the reason we put normally shall is because what we experienced last year is things don't always work out. And I guess our good faith
okay,
effort...
Okay, then put the approval language back in, Doug.
I think Bill, what he's trying to say is, like, what do you do for, like, 3-day weekends?
What are we doing on a Friday? This is
put
what happened.
Put back in the approval language. Then.
But a teletype, actually, I mean, if you're sending out a teletype...
But I think the trick that we had this year was just the...
Leave it as it is, then. If you can't send... If somebody in Walla Walla can't send an email out, isn't informed enough ahead of time and send an email out to the fishery agencies 2 days prior to a change in operations, then...
I thought this was a planned debris removal.
It's a planned debris. It's not an emergency, like, you know...
The idea here is that oftentimes... For debris builds up and
right.
our
you
best
know 2 days ahead of time.
But oftentimes, and I appreciate that. I understand that.
Three.
But what I'm trying to throw out there is that what we experienced this year is that unfortunately there was some breakdown in communication. And when you get a call on a Friday to do an operation that's going to be implemented to do, but
day?
That day. So let's say for example on a Friday you get a call. The idea is
you get a call.
I get a call,
but
and you
what
have.
What he's saying is the district or the. I mean, it just needs to be 2 days ahead of.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying is they didn't know 2 days.
Right, and sometimes that.
Why wouldn't they know 2 days ahead?
I'm just acknowledging that life's not perfect, and sometimes there is a breakdown.
The project bios don't really talk to them.
Well, I'm not.
No, this is the Army. You know, you guys have lines of communication, right? So.
We do.
They know that they're going to do it a couple days in advance.
No, they don't tell you.
They need to tell you, and then you need to tell Bill. It's as simple as that. I don't understand this.
My
problem is the lack of communication between the project and Walla Walla District. That needs to be worked on.
You're breaking up a bit, Bill.
Yeah.
Worked
on the communication problem between the project and Walla Walla District.
Work on it next year.
It used to be that kind of a problem. Rex and Dave were always informed about what's going to happen ahead of time.
Dan's
going to
make sure that will never happen again.
Okay.
So if
a
mat of debris moves down and the project bio calls us up and said, "Wow, something interesting has happened today. This morning things looked okay, but now it's 2 p.m. and we got a large mat of debris."
That would be considered an emergency.
This isn't an emergency.
You're talking about a planned debris spill versus
an emergency. That's all. If you guys have an emergency come up, like, oh my God, our 4-bay's full of debris, we need to do it. I don't think Bill's saying don't do that. I think he's saying go ahead and call
okay,
as
so
soon as possible.
It's finding that fine line, I think, is what we're arguing about here as far as
the
fine.
I'd say it was an emergency, don't tell Bill it wasn't, and everyone's happy.
Maybe not. Okay. 03 is
approved. If you're not satisfied, let's keep.
Can I get wrapped around the axle?
No, I don't want to get wrapped around the axle. So it sounds like it sounds like
around the axle, but
where did
Bill's,
we? Where
Bill's
did,
concerned about it. I mean, he's
definitely. I heard a concern, which was needing 2 days notification for debris spills. So is that correct, Bill?
Are you guys having problems getting notification from your projects when it's a non-emergency?
That's what it sounds like, Tom, to me.
Yeah, I mean, is that what it's coming down to? Is that they have a planned spill and they aren't communicating with you guys? Or is it just like, you guys had these cases where it's like, wow, we got a debris of mat, we found out, we called you, and that. I mean, because that's an emergency.
Yeah, I guess I was.
Is this nuance in language that we're having issues with?
I think it is. I think you got a good point.
I don't think this is really that big of an emergency issue here. And so what we can add languages on language in that says when debris spills are anticipated with 2 days advance notice, Walla Walla District will contact, will notify the region.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's great.
And then if there's some unplanned event that we have to respond to quickly,
as soon as we can,
we'll notify.
Just do it, Tim, and inform us afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're okay with the language, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I think so. Normally.
And is that okay?
Yeah.
Language is okay.
Yeah.
What says normally?
That'd be normal.
Okay.
I heard something different, but if language is okay, then it's fine.
Okay.
I accepted it.
Yeah. I didn't think it was okay with Bill.
Because you guys said you couldn't do it, and that I think there was a miscommunication about what was considered planned and emergency, that kind of stuff.
Okay. It still comes down to planned. If it's a planned event,
yes.
It's not an emergency event. The state of Idaho didn't suddenly fall in the river and float down. Then
right.
You are going to
contact the region.
Contact the region.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's happened in the past.
And that's happened in the past.
The project won't now schedule all debris events as a one-day notification.
And that's the same thing that, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, so the next
one. Yeah, it's real. It's kind of easy to predict.
Yeah.
If there's a large debris spill at Lower Granite,
you'd think that it's coming down.
You know that in a few couple of days or less, the debris spill at Little Goose.
You're breaking up.
Next one, the change in the table name, but also the date changes for the counting period for Chinook and Steelhead.
That is always changed, yes. They got 12:30.
Okay.
You're just adding in, you're not keeping a constant running number. So it would be 75, 1975 to 2009, 1975 to 2010, 1975 to 2011.
There's a difference. In 2007, we changed it from 12:15 to 12:30.
You guys are talking about two different dates. Yes,
yeah.
Dave, that's what we do. We just add, and yours will be changed. Okay. Lower Granite 4.
This is my comment on rolling averages, but oh well.
All of them do that. They go from 1938
to... We're in a situation here where
everybody's
running for the door with no time to discuss this.
You want to discuss...
Go on, just move through it. I understand what kind of wrath I will incur if I say anything.
What do you want to discuss that we're not discussing?
Yes, we can totally discuss.
I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
He'll go there, then I'll jump on. But I'm not going to bring it up because Tammy will scratch my eyes out.
Well, have you seen the school marm with that ruler?
Wham! She's saying.
I see where it goes. She's already yelled at several people, and if she doesn't, Scott will. So, I'm fine.
I've not yelled. I've just firmly suggested that we could move on.
Firmly yelled.
So, do you not like 1975 to 2010? Do you just want the 10 years or 5 years?
It's okay.
For adults, I don't have a problem.
It doesn't matter right now. I have other sources.
I've come back to it for
thanks
you.
To John Dalen, who has done an excellent job with that webpage.
It's not as critical as it used to be. It used to be since we didn't have a good database to curate for adults.
Okay. I don't even
this
look at
this point.
Yeah. This isn't even.
This is more
exist.
If the poor wants to keep it in there, hey, I don't have a problem with it. It's just.
Doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
AFF.
Next.
We're not there yet.
Damn it!
Lower Granite 04.
This is copy over the same.
Comments
on previous.
From which one?
You cover Lower Granite Phase 1, the navigation?
Yeah.
Spill? Yeah. That was the Lomo, Granite Lomo combo.
One of those was withdrawn.
Oh, those were withdrawn?
One was.
The 4-bay one?
This just has reduction spill originally limited to 1 hour, and now it's up to 3 hours.
Which
I have an old one here, but it's Lower Granite 001 Navigation Spill Operations. Good.
Lower Granite.
I'm sorry, 004?
No, 01.
01.
The old language had a veteran.
It was approved in August.
It was approved in August, is what we have on the updated sheet.
And
so it's up to 3 hours now?
Whoa. This should change.
Well, I've got to go back and...
Is she kissing like a seven?
She's kissing the trees because we told her it would be good to kiss them.
I thought it was a July rocket she was kissing or something like that. It's mortars.
Mortars.
She's pulling the trigger.
She does live in Washington.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that.
This was the combo one, yeah.
This was the combo one to deal with spill.
And it was discussed at FCOM and approved.
So Dave's got a question. Oh. He's,
I don't know which one I printed out here, but he has.
For that
yeah.
Sorry.
The old language, had, I mean, it's a difference that you could... for navigation, reduce spill for 1 hour, the old language, and the new language looks like it had up to 3 hours, which is a pretty good difference.
I think that was to reflect the actual operation.
Bill has joined the conference.
Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Has left Hi. The conference.
It's not on the agenda what? Right now, so nobody can look at it.
No, I'm here. I mean, I just switched the phone. That other phone you said was breaking up.
Which one is this supposed to look like?
Thank you.
It's on
the agenda.
So where are we? I think we're...
We're on...
So we're on 04, Lower Granite,
AWS
Supply.
And this is the same thing where we close and monitor what we talked about.
Same comments from previously.
Yeah,
same comments from previously. We need to monitor these things. Just so that water doesn't run up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Or maybe it's in the
operating range. Exactly.
It may be. I printed out the original.
Slower velocity and change.
Right, and what it's saying is approximately, but in some situations, it's going to
Okay, we're in Appendix G now.
They're not saying it's going to
Right.
And this was approved as long as the project really fixed the escapement problem, which Rarisich said that they are going to do, if they have not yet done.
So they're gonna, how are they going to do that? I mean, that's, I'm okay
not
with this. I just want to make sure that we can have, I just want to know what they're doing. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen their fix yet, but he said that they will definitely fix it, so that gap won't be there.
Yeah, I know.
Send us some photos,
photos,
drawings, something. And if we can't, we're going to have that special bond to talk, bond will mean to talk about some issues. So that would be
I don't think it's not a problem.
Yeah, just need to see what he's going to do, so we can all be happy.
Appendix J. This should go through 1 November, not 30 November.
I thought it was 30th.
The language in the text only goes to November 1st. It could. They're just,
Don't
as long as they're doing smoke monitoring, they'll have the hydro cannons going.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There's no birds there.
Okay.
And thus concludes. Well, they have been seeing birds there. That's why they've been keeping it on.
The Dworshak SOP for the dewatering.
I have not spent enough time.
I thought that was going to be on today. Mm-hmm. It's not in front of you. We have that language that you've seen. What I thought we were planning to do was folks were going to send us comments before this meeting and we were going to finalize it today.
Got lots of comments.
Can I have
another hour or so?
I'll get you a sandwich.
Maybe two.
Can it wait till our next meeting?
This has to. This.
We can do it.
When you bring the fish pass.
We got it.
We can do that.
You guys take the comments. We put it in a big track change form, and then we go through and make sure everyone's happy with it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just didn't have a chance to work on it today.
Yeah.
I have comments. I've gone through it. I have all my comments in here. I just haven't had a chance to write them.
Do you want to discuss it now? I'm fine with
I have not had enough time to go through it adequately because I've covered everything. I think we just send them to you and you guys get them and compile them. And
folks saw the email that I sent out the SOP along with some drawings that folks had requested.
So I was going to say, if we send you guys comments and you guys don't have a problem with them, just incorporate it.
Yeah.
With it. If there's ones that you guys have issues with, let's deal with that.
Yeah.
If you went and got some lunch, do you have any more time after one, or do you want us to go?
I got to call it two, so I've got that much time. I could spend a little time on it.
Would it help you guys, since you're here, if you grab something to eat, comes back, and then you can
I can wait to eat. I can just eat on my conference call. They don't want any lunch at all. So.
I'm going to have to write up my comments.
That's what I think is
going to be fine. I
can tell you what they are, but I'm going to have to write them up. We have to be official. You know, there's going to have to be back.
We don't have to be
whichever works.
Okay. I guess if you can send them to us, and then, like Tom said, well, the things that are okay, no problem. We'll just incorporate those things that are requested that are
you got
problems.
Questions or concerns.
You have we'll problem have to airlifting the fish out of the.
Why that's going to be an issue?
You don't like the fish slide, yeah.
The fish slide is a wee bit sketchy.
Helicopter. Little.
It's like 500.
Exactly. How do you ensure that you have enough water?
You're a terminal velocity, you're right.
Yeah.
There's
down,
some things
Scotty.
There that are a little bit of concern. So,
okay. That sounds good.
I'm just trying to pull them in line directly with the Chief Joe.
Chief Joe.
Mm-hmm. There are some things that you guys were outside were a little different from that, and I wasn't sure why, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you get those comments to us, and then we have some time to shop with the project folks and get weigh in, so that we can hopefully get it nailed down next month at FOM.
Is that okay?
Joe.
Okay.
I got it 31st January.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What Greg's talking about is our. As you, folks know, we gave you that NOAA report. In that NOAA report, it summarized some of our commander's commitments, which is we're going to have a new SOP by the end of January.
Well, you will.
And I think right now, I think we're fine. We can say we have a new draft SOP.
Yeah,
but we're
going
to...
SOP that's going out for a regional review.
We're regional. So yeah. I think it's fine.
Okay.
You have one that's functional, region reviews, reviewing it to see if it's adequate.
The sooner you can get us comments, the better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
I don't know. Maybe you talk about this at FBI. Next Tuesday.
What happened? No, we're not on schedule, but...
Yeah, but no, that's right. We're not doing what happened.
But if you guys are around and want to discuss
we'll all be
this,
offering... Wondering.
Are you going to
get the hand here? You got the time.
Can we take 10 minutes or whatever you need to summarize your, just verbally summarize some of your concerns so that when we see them in writing, we're not.
Well, do you want to get them a copy? Your chicken scratch is probably tough to read the minds.
I haven't had a chance to. I've looked at this for a couple of months.
I know. I glanced through it and I just see you go through and write up.
Okay.
Well, one comment I remember is that. Can you cut down that 4.5 hours of getting the stop logs in?
4 to 6, yeah.
That's going to be a tough one. You're dropping stop log down 200 feet.
Well,
the emergency stop log.
That's my question. Oh. Is there any way to get that hung, ready to go just as soon as
that
they close
it? That is
hung,
ready to go.
So
you're dropping
so
it 20 foot. You're dropping it 20 foot, putting another strap on, you're dropping it 20 foot.
So, yeah.
Yeah, there's
200 foot above or below water surface.
Yeah.
And you guys.
That's in the pin stop.
And they won't let you go the other way, like, say, turn the.
Put in the ones back? No, because you've got that water already in the forebay,
at tail race level.
Yeah, so you they want that upper gate.
That water has got to come
okay,
out.
So
that water has got to come out. That's I agree.
I mean, certainly when you look at what happened to result in this, it's pretty glaring the amount of time that it took. So that's why we've definitely been pushing the project. We need that as short a time as we can have rather than like a couple days.
Well, yeah, it's all got to be done on the same day.
It will be done in the same day. Right. It will be done.
That is, I mean, I certainly...
Okay, well, there's... Yeah, okay. We're going to get into details here, but the time that it takes is an issue, and 4 to 6 hours is a lot of time. However, if you have an adequate pool for those fish to exist in, and you shorten the time as much as possible to get in there and look at them, that takes care of some of that. So I'm not so worried about that. We need to determine who's doing this, because this is unclear. It sounds like it's some bio you're going to go hire somewhere, or you know, find dredge up somewhere down the river. And
yeah, that language.
Drag him up there and put him in the door shack for the day, and go, you know, here you are. Better do it right. So I don't know. That training is key here. People need to know what they're doing, what they're supposed to do. They got to have a plan. They got to know the equipment has to be there. You've got an equipment list. We don't want to handle these fish more than once.
Can I guess one quick comment on that?
Yeah.
On the person. You know, I've struggled a little bit to think through who's the right person to be there, and we have some natural resource folks at the dam. I can't envision why we would hire someone year round for something that happens once a year.
Absolutely, don't need to do that.
But one of my thoughts is, we already have, and one of our commander's main concerns, which I share, is it needs to be someone not only who is concerned about it, but who is a biologist. We don't necessarily want to train a mechanic to be responsible for this. We want a bio.
Right.
So one thing that I was thinking of is, since we already hire the Fish and Wildlife Service, so it's not just ginning up someone downriver. It's we hire the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Not me.
To run the Dvorak Fish Hatchery, which is a mile downstream, since we hire them for fish purposes at Dvorak, I could see that as an option. And I've talked some with Larry about this.
That was my only comment before. Talk to Larry.
I'm not sure I'm liking that. I'd like to see the Corps keep the responsibility within the Corps.
Well, they are. It's the core contractors that are going to be on the hook.
That doesn't... I don't like that. I'd like to see you have natural resources. I'd just follow what Chief Joe has done. They've used their natural resources folks there as, and they've trained them. Now, if they want to bring in Fish and Wildlife Service folks for help, that makes sense to me. But there needs to be a core biologist or a core...
Who's the lead?
Somebody who's chief of something.
Tell me someone there that's... Call a halt to it,
and that everybody will listen to. He's got a radio, and people are used to this guy to some degree. You know.
Okay. Well,
that's. I really don't think you want to have somebody from the hatchery in charge.
I'll talk to. I don't. You know, Paul Pence.
I don't.
He's our lead natural resource guy at Dvorak. I'll talk to him.
There's your guy.
And he's in. This person has to be in the chain of command at the.
Yeah,
project.
That's why I said it's a chief of something. You know, chief of fisheries, chief of natural resources.
Yeah.
You know, Ben's chief of fisheries of Bonneville. You got a chief. That's the guy who has to be.
We have a lot of chiefs, so.
And I noticed that. Involved.
Not a lot of Indians, though?
Okay.
Did I hear Gary Fredericks at Orofino?
I'm looking for a new job, actually, so this would be good.
Gary's going to retire. You know, I hear he's itching to go move to Georgia.
I've got a replacement down here. So I'm not even. Yeah, this is.
I hear Dvorak Hatchery's hiring.
There we go. Nice place to live.
Okay.
But, you know, those are the sort of comments. There's concern about the depth of that that pool. So we want to make sure we have enough water in there, and I'm not sure what that volume is, but we should probably look at the volume of water that we have. Looking at our fish density, holding criteria to say, okay, you know, here's how much we need. Because I think you can adjust the depth of that pool by various methods. What's in there before you open the door. Obviously, you can't have it above the door, but, you know, and people can't get in. I don't, you know, you're going to drop it. Once you open the door, you'll drop it down to a couple of feet so people can wait around in it. But then they're watching, they're looking, they're seeing what's going on. They can tell whether you have a lot of fish or not. And they go, "Whoa, wait a minute, too many fish." Yeah. That I don't know what you do, but
start over.
Well, there's the do loop too. You know, I mean, that's the other part of this is that the dewatering, if things don't go well and it takes longer than you expected, or you know. The other one I worried about was get to the end of the shift. Well, you know, I've got it, it's Friday and this thing isn't working well. Let's come back on Monday. Start it all over again.
The last sentence, the first paragraph, this will be completed from